Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parshas Pinchas, that is Perek Chavav, Pasuk Hey. Now we concluded the previous Aliyah learning that Moshe Rabbeinu and Elazar Kayin were commanded to count Klal Yisrael. All males 20 and up were to be part of this count. And the Pasuk begins, Ruvain Bechar Yisrael. Ruvain, the firstborn of Yisrael, meaning the firstborn of Yaakov Avinu, Bnei Ruvain, the sons of Ruvain, Chanoich. He was the first son of Ruvain, Mishpachas HaChanoichi, the Chanoichi family. Lefalu, that was another son, Palu, Mishpachas HaPalui. Lechatzur, Mishpachas HaChatzur. These are the families of Ruvain, Vayubakudehem, and their count was 43,730. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. Mishpachas HaChanoichi. Why is it that we say Mishpachas HaChanoichi? Why don't we just say Chanoich, Mishpachas Chanoich? Why is it Mishpachas HaChanoichi? Since all the nations of the world were embarrassing and degrading Klal Yisrael and saying, what is it that they trace their lineage to their Shvatim? Do they really think that the Mitzrayim didn't have power over their mothers? If they had power over their very bodies to enslave them, for sure they had power over their wives. Therefore Hashem, He placed His name on them. There's a hey on one side and a yud on the other side. Yud K, loimer, meaning to say, I give testimony about them that they are the sons of their fathers. And this is what David HaMelech said, this name of Hashem, Yud Kei, that gives Eidos and testimony that they are actually Miyuchas and they are able to trace their lineage all the way back to their original Shvatim and their fathers. That's why by all of them it says, Ha Chanoichi, Ha Palui, it starts with a Hey and ends with a Yud. Aval Yimna, by the one named Yimna, Lo Yotzer Chlemer Mishpachas Ha Yimni, we didn't have to say that, Lefisha Hashem Kavua, because it already has Shem Hashem in it, Yud Barosh Vehe Basof, or Yud in the beginning and Hey at the end. So back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Ubnei Palu Eliyav, and the sons of Palu was Eliyav. Ubnei Eliyav, and the sons of Eliyav, Numuel v'dasan v'aviram. Hu dasan v'aviram? This is the same dasan v'aviram, Kriya Eda, the ones that were called to the assembly, Asher Hitzu al Moshe b'al Aaron b'das Kairach, that instigated Klal Yisrael against Moshe and Aaron in the assembly of Kairach, b'hatzoysam al Hashem, when they incited and instigated them against Hashem. V'atif t'achar t'espia, and the ground opened up its mouth. V'atif l'aysam v'es Kairach Moshe Eda, and it swallowed them and Kairach with the death of the assembly. B'achol ha'ish es chamish m'masayim ish v'ayu l'nes, when the fire consumed the 250 men, and they became a sign. And Ubnei Kairach Lemeso, the sons of Kairach, they did not die. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Rashi tells us, Asher Hitzu es Yisrael al Moshe, they incited Klal Yisrael against Moshe, b'hatzoysam es ha'am al Hashem, they also incited the nation against Hashem. Hitzu, Hisiu es Yisrael rivo Moshe, they instigated them to fight against Moshe, l'shein hef'ilu. Pasuk Yidin Rashi tells us, v'ayu l'nes, lo'oysu l'zikarin, this is a sign and a remembrance, l'manasher lo yikrav ish zar lach loik oid al kuna, to remind that a person who's not a Kayin, a person who's the Ishzar, a foreign man, he's not allowed to come and fight against the Kahuna. Pasuk Yud Alfin Rashi tells us, Mesu, the sons of Karchle didn't die. Hemayu Beisat Chila. Originally, they were going to join their father in the Eitzah and fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the time of the actual fight, Hiru Tshuva B'liban, they had thoughts of Tshuva in their heart. Lefikach, therefore, Nisbatzer Lehem Makam Gavayu Gehenim Yashu Sham, they had a special place higher than Gehenim and they stayed over there. So they didn't die. They didn't go all the way down into the depths of Gehenim. They have some sort of special place that they're in that place and they're not actually in the depths of Gehenim. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, B'nei Shimon L'mishpachaisam, the sons of Shimon to their families, L'Nemuel Mishpachas HaNemueli, L'Yomen Mishpachas HaYamini, L'Yochan Mishpachas HaYachini, L'Zerach Mishpachas HaZarchi, L'Shol Mishpachas HaShauli, Eilem Mishpachas HaShimoini, these are the families of Shimon, Shnayim V'Esrim Elef U'Masayim, 22,200. Now Rashi over here discusses there seems to be seven families missing from the original count of families. He quotes a Yushalmi that after Aaron died and the Hanani HaKavod left, the Kanani attacked, many people turned back to Mitzrayim, and Shevet Levi chased them to bring them back, but in the ensuing battle, seven families died. Then Rashi suggests that these seven families actually died in the plague from last week's Parsha, but then counters at a close look at the drop in Shimon's population from 59,300 to 22,200 indicates that all 24,000 died in the plague were actually from Shimon and not from other Shvatim. So we continue with Chumash Pasuk Tesvav, Pnei Gad Mishpachaisam, the sons of God to their families, Letzfain Mishpachas Hatzfaini, Lechagi Mishpachas Hachagi, Leshuni Mishpachas Hashuni, Leozni Mishpachas Hozni, Leiri Mishpachas Hoiri, Laaroid Mishpachas Hoaredi, Laareili Mishpachas Hoareili, this is the families of God according to their count, 40,500. Bnei Yehuda, Erva Einon. The sons of Yehuda were Aaron Einon, Vayamas Erva Einon Beretz Canaan, and Aaron Einon died already in the land of Canaan. Vayu Bnei Yehuda Mishpachaisam, and the sons of Yehuda to their families were Lashel Mishpachas HaSheloni, Leperetz Mishpachas HaParzi, Lezerach Mishpachas HaZarchi, Vayu Bnei Peretz Lechetzon Mishpachas HaChetzoni, Lechamol Mishpachas HaChamuli, Eilam Mishpachas Yudalef Kudehem. These are the families of Yehuda to their count, Shisha v'shivim elef chamesh meos, 76,500. V'nei Yisachar l'mishpachai som, the sons of Yisachar to their families. Toilo mishpachas ha-toilo'i, lefuvo mishpachas ha-puni, l'yashu mishpachas ha-yishuvi, l'shimron mishpachas ha-shimroni, el mishpachas Yisachar l'fkudehem. These are the families of Yisachar to their count. Arba'a v'shishim elef v'shalesh meos, 64,300. V'nei Zvulun mishpachai som, the sons of Zvulun to their families. L'sared mishpachas ha-sardi, l'elin mishpachas ha-eloni, l'yachl el mishpachas ha-yachli eili. El mishpachas ha-zvuloni, lefkudehem. These are the families of Zvulun to their count. Shishim elef v'chamesh meos, 60,500. B'nei Yosef mishpachai som, the sons of Yosef to their families. Menashe v'Ephraim, he had two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. B'nei Menashe, the sons of Menashe. L'machir mishpachas ha-machiri, u'machir ho'ilid is Gilad. L'Gilad mishpachas ha-Giladi. Ele b'nei Gilad, these are the sons of Gilad. Yezer mishpachas ho-Yezri. L'chelik mishpachas ha-Chelki. V'asriel mishpachas ho-Asrieli. V'shechem mishpachas ha-Shechmi. U'shmido mishpachas ha-Shmidoi. V'chefer mishpachas ha-Chefri. U'tzlafchad ben Chefer. And Tzlafchad, the son of Chefer, loy hayu loy banim ki'im banos. He did not have any sons, he only had daughters. V'shem b'nei Tzlafchad, and the names of the daughters of Tzlafchad, Machla v'noya, Chalgo Milka v'sirtza. Ele mishpachas Menashe v'kudehem, these are the families of Menashe and their count, Shnayim v'chamishim elf u'shva meos, 52,700. Ele b'nei Ephraim mishpachasam, these are the sons of Ephraim to their families, L'shusalch mishpachas ha-shusalchi, L'becher mishpachas ha-bachri, L'sachar mishpachas ha-tachni, V'ele b'nei Shusalach, L'eiron mishpachas ha-ironi, Ele mishpachas b'nei Ephraim v'kudehem, these are the families of the sons of Ephraim to their count, Shnayim v'shleshim elf u'chamesh meos, 32,500. El b'nei Yosef mishpachasam. These are the sons of Yosef to their families. B'nei Binyamin, the sons of Binyamin, l'mishpachasam to their families. L'bel mishpachas habali, l'ashbel mishpachas hashbeli, l'achira mishpachas ha'achirami, l'shufam mishpachas ha'shufami, l'chufam mishpachas ha'chufami. V'yu b'nei Vela, Ard v'Naaman. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Mishpachas ha'ardi, l'Naaman mishpachas ha'anami. El b'nei Binyamin mishpachasam. These are the sons of Binyamin to their families. Ufkudehem and their count, chamishav arbim elef v'sheish meos, 45,600. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Ches, La'achiram. Here we explain why Binyamin named his son Achiram, who Achi shared l'Mitzrayim. This is in remembrance of my brother, meaning Yosef, that went down to Mitzrayim. Ufi shenikra shem Yosef shahaya achiv v'rami menu, since he called his son for Yosef, who was his brother, and he was more exalted than him, nikra Achiram, meaning my brother, who's more exalted. And Pasuk Lamed Ches and Rashi, Shvufam, this is another one of his sons, who Mupim, his name was actually Mupim, al shem shahaya Yosef shafuf ben umas, the reason why he's called Shvufam from over here is because Yosef was shafuf, he was exiled among the nations. And back to Chomish Pasuk Membeis, Eile b'nei Dan l'mishpachasam, these are the sons of Dan to their families, l'shucham mishpachas ha-shuchami, Eile mishpachas Dan l'mishpachasam, these are the families of Dan to their families. Chom mishpachas ha-shuchami l'fkudehem, all the families of Shucham to their count, arba v'shishim elf arba meos, 64,400. B'nei Asher l'mishpachasam, the sons of Asher to their families, l'yimna mishpachas ha-yimna, l'yishvi mishpachas ha-yishvi, l'bria mishpachas ha-bri'i, l'bnei bria, l'chevri mishpachas ha-chevri, l'malkiel mishpachas and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarach. These are the families of the sons of Asher to their count. 53,400. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Vav. Since she was still alive, she was the sole remaining grandchild of Yaakov Avinu, Menah Khan. That's why it counts her over here. We list her name. Back to Chomish Pasuk Mem Ches. B'nei Naftali Mishpachasam. The sons of Naftali to their families. Liachtzael Mishpachas Hayachtzaeli. Leguni mishpachas haguni, liyezer mishpachas hayitzri, leshilei mishpachas hashilemi. Ele mishpachas Naftali mishpachasam. These are the families of Naftali to their families, ufkudehem and their count, chamisha v'arbaim elef arbaim meos, 45,400. Ele b'kudei b'nei Yisrael, this is the count of the b'nei Yisrael, sheish meos elef v'alef, shva meos u'shloshim, 601,730. And this is actually a decrease of 1,820 from the previous count, which was 603,550. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow learning of the relevance of these families' names, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.